I have mentioned a time or two before the beverage dispensing machine that was in the place where I worked during college. When you made a selection on that machine, a little plastic cup would drop down into place, and then one after the other, the ingredients would go down into the cup. And when it was finished, you had a delightful, refreshing beverage. Most of the time. Every once in a while, the cup would stick in the mechanism, and when that happened, the good ingredients would still come down one after the other, but literally go right down the drain, and you ended up with nothing. That beverage machine is a good illustration of the saying, first things first. As long as that cup drops first, well, you're in good shape and you have a good chance of getting what you came for. But if that doesn't happen, it doesn't matter what follows. You're going to end up with nothing. First things first is very important. On the screens behind me, you will see a way of illustrating a life of discipleship. Many of you have already seen this, and you will be seeing more of this as we explore this model of discipleship over the coming months. It is, as you can see, a triangular model of discipleship emphasizing three relationships: up, our relationship with God; in, our relationship with brothers and sisters in Christ; and out, relationships with those out in the world around us. Note, too, that the triangle is an equilateral triangle, and that is to convey the idea of thinking of a life of discipleship as keeping these relationships in balance and seeking to continue to grow in each of them. All of that brings us to this morning's gospel lesson, the familiar story of Martha and Mary. I want to look at this story from a bit different perspective this morning. I want to look at it from the point of view of this triangle model of discipleship. Luke writes, "Mary sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching, but Martha was distracted with much serving." We might say that Mary was focusing on that up discipleship relationship, growing in her relationship with the Lord, and Martha was focused on that in relationship. She was being hospitable in order to build relationship with Jesus and the other members of her household. We don't know what Mary thought about Martha's focus on hospitality, but we certainly know what Martha's reaction was to Mary's focus on that up relationship. "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me." At least in this moment of frustration, Martha could not see any value in Mary's relationship with Jesus and that up discipleship relationship. She was so focused on hospitality. Jesus gently but firmly redirects Martha. "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion which will not be taken away from her." Note that Jesus does not condemn Martha for her focus on hospitality, but he does emphasize the importance of that up relationship and growing in that aspect of discipleship. Here at Trinity, we say it this way: following Jesus first. We are purposefully focused on intentional disciple formation for all ages, that each of us, as followers of Jesus, is continuing to grow in that discipleship relationship with Him. What does following Jesus first look like? Reliance on the Word of God as our source and guide as we go through life. Listening to Jesus first. Asking, what does God's Word say about this issue or situation in my life? It looks like pursuing a passionate relationship with Christ through worship, through prayer, through the arts, through study of God's Word. It looks like a commitment for each of us and all of us together as the body of Christ in this place to continue to grow as disciples of Jesus, to daily bask in God's grace and mercy and forgiveness. Martha's focus on hospitality, while that was a good thing, ended up being a distraction to Martha in terms of her discipleship relationship with Jesus. So let me ask you this morning, what is distracting you? What is getting in the way of you following Jesus first? Maybe it's busyness. I don't have time for daily devotions. I don't have time to pray every day. I don't have time to read a portion of God's Word on a regular basis. I don't have time to attend worship each week. I have too many other things going on in my life. Or maybe it's that feeling that I don't need to continue to immerse myself in God's Word. I'm Lutheran. I went through that in confirmation back whenever that was. I already know all that stuff. It is easy for our life of discipleship to get out of whack, out of balance, as we journey through this life. Jesus reminds us this morning, as he reminded Martha and Mary long ago, that the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. That following Jesus first is our number one priority. That growing in relationship with God is vital to our life of discipleship, and that it enhances our growth in relationships with others and our growth out in reaching out with Christ into the world. It's not that growing in and growing out are not important, not at all. But the story of Mary and Martha is an illustration of Jesus' words elsewhere. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be yours as well. May we daily encounter the grace-filled, life-giving Word of God. May we daily passionately pursue a deeper relationship with Christ. We will be blessed beyond measure as we do so. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus now and forever. Amen.